Every week for 6 months last year, WikiLeaks released an archive of secret documents revealing the CIA's hacking operations, showing how the agency could take over iPhones and turn everyday appliances into surveillance devices. It was the biggest leak in CIA history. But where did the leaks come from? Last week, the New York Times learned that the CIA and the FBI had identified their main suspect within just a week of the first leak. And he's never been charged, at least not for that. Scott Shane is a national security reporter for the New York Times, and he led the investigation into this. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
So what exactly is in the leaked documents? Let's start there.
Well, the leaked documents is a fairly massive collection of mostly instructions and descriptions for the CIA's hacking tools. Unlike a kind of parallel leak at the National Security Agency, in which a group called the Shadow Brokers released a lot of the NSA's hacking tools, the so-called Vault 7 leaks of the CIA's tools that went up on WikiLeaks do not, for the most part, include the actual computer code, you know, that allows someone to kind of pick this up off the web and use it. But it was still an extremely serious breach of a very secret CIA program.
So tell us about the suspect and tell us how it is that he did not get charged initially.
Basically, Josh Schulte is a 29-year-old guy who went to the University of Texas, and he did an internship while he was in college at the NSA and then got a job after college at the CIA, where he worked for about 5 years and was, in fact, in the unit that does the hacking at CIA and therefore would have had access to this material. He then left the CIA and moved to New York and went to work for Bloomberg. And that was what he was doing when, in March of last year, when WikiLeaks began to post these documents and the FBI began to investigate. It's a little puzzling because the search warrants that they got just about a week or so after the first leaks went up on WikiLeaks from the CIA say that this man, Josh Schulte, was a suspect in this leak. So that was a long time ago, but he has not actually been charged with leaking these documents. What he has been charged with is something completely unrelated, which is possession of child pornography. And it turns out that when Schulte was in college in 2009, long time ago, he created a computer server that was sort of open to all comers. And other people, apparently not Schulte himself, stored child pornography on this site. And it appears from what the FBI has put into court papers that Schulte was aware of this child porn, but it was not his.
Well, if the CIA leaks came prior, I'm just wondering, why wouldn't the FBI charge Schulte with leaking as a threat to national security instead of waiting for these child pornography charges?
Well, you know, that's the question. But sometimes when the government is charging somebody with leaking secret information, there's the possibility that a trial on those charges could expose more government secrets than the original leak. So sometimes they tread very carefully, and sometimes there are debates inside the government over what exactly to charge the person with, you know, sort of how many of their cards to show in the process, in any prosecution. So it may be that that kind of debate has been taking place inside the government, and because of finding the child porn, they thought, well, this guy's not going anywhere. They took his passport, for example. And so we can take our time on the leak charges.
Thanks so much for being with us, Scott.
Thanks for having me on.
Scott Shane is a national security reporter for the New York Times.